Now we're going to hear about macroeconomics, a topic that I don't even know why you need to teach it. Our macroeconomy runs so well. Why should we have anybody teaching policy for it? But okay, you can tell us how we achieved this great success.
So anybody know what the ECB recently did? Anyone know what the ECB is? European Central Bank. You should take this class. You already have an A. All right. If you don't know who the ECB is or what they did, or say the Fed, which would be the U.S. equivalent, you should take macroeconomics. How can you leave this building without understanding what's going on in the economy? Do you want to know if you're going to be going into a job market that's a double-dip recession? You should know that. You will find out if you take this class. So we'll all find out. This is a class that I typically teach in the winter. I often teach international financial policy at the same time. I will not, but there will be a course taught by Dean Collins, which will be a substitute for that course. Even though it's called macroeconomics, I want to make clear this is not a U.S. macroeconomics class, but it's macroeconomics globally. One of the assignments in the class, which I think is the most fun thing to do, is a country macroeconomic analysis, and it can't be about the United States. I actually hope that it's not about your own home country either. I want you to find a really fun country that you want to go visit and learn about. And you figure out what their problems are, and you do an analysis in a group. So that's one of the things that I ask you to do. But I do want to emphasize it's not a course just about the U.S. macroeconomy, because the U.S. macroeconomy is affected by the world, as we are learning harshly in recent years. So I'm just going to open it up. Do all of you know what macroeconomics is? If you're not sure, you should take this class. Any questions? I'll also say in a lot of public policy schools, this is a required course. I'd much rather you take this class because you want to, not because you're forced to. But I really think it's crazy not to take this class. So, yes.
How will the content to this course be different from international trade and international finance?
Okay, international trade is a micro-based class. So that would be a whole different set of models and questions. International financial policy, in the past, I've taught both of the courses together, so obviously they can't be identical, or, well, don't tell anyone. No, I'm kidding. But the underlying kind of focus of those two classes is quite different. Macroeconomics is trying to make sure that you understand monetary policy, fiscal policy, how they interact globally, whereas international financial policy tends to focus a lot more on exchange rate policy, on coordination across countries. So kind of a different set of topics, but obviously the same sorts of models. So good question. Any other questions? Sure.
Are there any courses that you recommend that we take if we can't take macro, if we can't take public management?
Wow. I'm not even going to go there. I have no idea how to answer that. Macroeconomics is the only macroeconomics course, I think, on campus that would be appropriate for students here. There are, there's an undergraduate intermediate macro course, but I think that's quite different. There's a PhD level course, which I don't think would be appropriate. So unfortunately, I can't really send you off to another course on campus. Are they taught at the same time? Oh. Stop. I'm being told to stop. So if you have any other questions, email me.